Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we explained the kashya of the Gemara. Mimol hechim alinan. How can you do the bris milah? As meaning that you needed to be a vaday orla. Because we saw in the Medrash, it says that it has to be a vaday orla, and if he's a neif, if it's within shloshim yom, it's not a vaday orla. You can't be samech on a rov. So what's the pshat? So how do you do bris milah when it might not be when it's not a vaday orla? So that's where we ended off in the last shiur. Again, this is we've been going through the shiurim of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, the Chaim Zatzal. So he says as follows: Ulamavuah the kushiyas haGemara hechi ma'alina. So based on what we explain, that the kash of the Gemara, how do you do the bris milah? It's because we're not samech on the rov that aren't nefels, because we have a drasha of or lasa vade v'lo lasa safek. Kasha tuva teirutza de Rav Ada bar Ahava de malina le'mimonavshach. So then we don't understand Rav Ada bar Ahava's teretz. At Mimonavshach, we do the Bris Milah. What was the Kasha? The Kasha is, you can't be Samech on a Rov, you need a Vade Orla. And within 30 days, not a Vade Orla. So, Rav Ada bar Ahava's teretz was Mimonavshach. If it's a viable, then it's viable. And if it's a Nefel, then you're just cutting into flesh, and there's not a problem. So that's his teretz. But the question is, we have to understand his teretz. And this is already asked by the Kovner Rov, in the Dvar Avram, in Chelek Aleph, in Sof Simen Chof Beis, he asks as follows, that in the Tshuvas of the Rashba, in Chelek Aleph Simen Chof Zayin, he brings a kasha of the Shoyl. And that it says in Torah's Kohanim, that you need a pasuk, that a Kohen is metame to his father, and you can't learn it from the fact that he's metame to his mother. Why? Because you might think that the mother is definitely his mother. A mother is 100% mother. Your mother is definitely your mother. Your father is only your father, Mikayach Roiv. Rov Bilos Achar Abal. But we don't know for sure that your father is your father. But Mikayach Roiv, your father is your father. So, that's why just knowing that you have to be Mitami to your mother, Kohen's Mitami to his mother, is not enough for us to tell his father. Because mother is Mikayach Vadai, and father is Mikoyach Roiv. So Frecht the Shoyel in the Tshuva Sarashbo, what's the Hava Mina that you shouldn't become Tomei to your father? Manavshach, this is Gaval de Kakash. Manavshach, if he's your father, then of course you should become Tomei to him. And if he's not your father, and someone else is your father, and you're a Mamzer, and Mimele, you can become Tomei to this guy. So you're not a Kohen after all. You're not a Kohen after all. You're not Muzer Alatuma. If he's really your father, then Avad, you have to become Tamid, he's your father. And on the tzad that he's not your father, that the mother, your mother went off with someone else, so then you're a Mamzer and you're not a Kohen. Then anyway, you're allowed to become Tamid. So in Mamzer Shoch, you're allowed to become Tamid. So that's the kash of the Shoyal and the Rashba. Ayin heitev divrei Rashba b'tshuvasoi. Ve'oilem idvorov kumt arois from divrei Rashba. Sheharoiv mehani, sheharoiv mehani lachshiv a koyin amuzer al atuma. The roiv is enough to consider him a koyin who's muzer al atuma. In other words, when you're looking at Dine Tuma, Tumas Koyanim, you could say, no, Roiv, that he is a Bnei Shel Koyin, and in Mele, he's Muzra ala Tuma. So you have to be careful about Tuma. However, for the heder of Tumas Kroivim, you need a Koroiv Vadai. And a father that's only Mitam Roiv is not considered vaday. And what he means is that since we require a koroiv vaday, you can't become tamei to your father even on the tzad that he's not, that he's really your father, because he's not vaday your father. So as far as the iser of tuma, that the hoiv is enough. As far as the heter of tumas koroivim, for that zok the rashba, that you need a vaday, you need a hundred percent. V'hikshe hadvar Avrom. So that's the teretz of the Rashba. That explains why he can't become, why you need a pasuk to say he can become tamei to your father, because you need him to be a vaday, and he's not a tumas koroivim. You need a vaday. Father's not vaday, but for the yisur, for that roiv is enough. So you need a special lima for the heter. So frekt dvar Avrom, maishno mehersugin gabe mila b'shabes. So why is this different from this sugya of mila b'shabes? That Rav Ada bar Ahava said that malinoy simimon of shach. If he's alive, he's a viable baby. So you're doing a good job by doing Boris Mila on Shabbos. And if Oybe Erez HaNefel, let's say the child's a Nefel, it's just Mechatech B'Basar Ba'almo. It's just cutting into dead flesh, which is in an Isser on Shabbos. So either way, you're totally cool. That's the Gemara's Teretz. So the question is, wait a second. As we already established before, for the Heter of Boris Mila, we require you need a vaday orla, and a roiv is not enough. So why don't we say by owns, by us, by our sugya, like we do by tumas koivim, that as far as the isser of Shabbos goes, the roiv is machria, that it's a ben kayama, and memela it's a chabura. So as far as the Isser goes, just like we find by Tumas Koyhanim, as far as the Isser goes, we follow the Roiv. And the Roiv says Aser. When we call Makoim, Hetera de Mila b'Shabbos Lesbe. Afilu la tzad hu min ha-Roiv ha-ve ben kayama. But the Heter we don't have. Because even on the tzad, that it's a ben kayama, it's not going to help us. You need a Vadai. So what's the Teretz? What's his Teretz that we say, oh, Aman of Shach. If he's dead, it's Mechatech B'Basar Ba'alma. If he's alive, so then he's a viable child. What's the problem? No. The fact that he's alive is only Samech on the Roiv. And Roiv isn't enough for us, for a Heter. Wow, what a kasha of the Dvar Avrom. So it would appear as follows, that there is a distinction between our case, that you need a Losoi Vadai, and the case there by Tumas Koyhanim, that you require a koroiv vadai. That there, the geder is that there is no toiras koroiv. There is no law of being a relative with respect to the heter of Tumas Koyhanim unless you're a koroiv vadai. And a father who is only koroiv Mikoyach haroiv, lav koroiv vadayhu, ve'eno b'chlal koroiv. A father who's only a koroiv, mikoyach the roiv, is not considered a koroiv vaday, and he's not included in the category of relative. And therefore we say that the roiv is machria, that he's your father, and the sons of Kohen, and Memeli's Musar and Tuma. And nevertheless, there's no head there, because he's not a koroiv vaday. For the heter of Kumas Koroivim, you need Koroiv Vadai. But Gabe Orla, Zokt Reb Chaim, Ein Yesoid HaMiut Mitzad HaChefza SheHaOrla V'Chiyuv HaMila. The foundation of the Miut, that it needs to be a Orla Vadai, is not Mitzad the Chefza of the Orla and the Chiyuv Mila. That only in Orlas Vadai, and there's a Chiyuv Vadai, we have the Chiddush of this Heter to do Bris Milan Shabbos. No. Yesod HaMiut Uklabe Hetera de Melechet Shabbos. The Yesod HaMiut that it has to be all of us vadai is vis-a-vis the heter of Melechet Shabbos, that the heter has to be a heter vadai, and only in such a case the Isser Shabbos is going to be nidche. But you don't need that the chefts of the Ola should be Olas or Vada. If the chefts of the Ola has to be an Olas Vadai or up the creek, then we don't know what to do, because this isn't an Olas Vadai, because he might be a Nephil. But that's not what Olas Vadai tells us. Olas Vadai is telling us that there has to be a Vadai Heter here. Ah, so because of that, our Mamana Shech is Gevaldik, that this Tinoik has a Vadai Heter. Why is it a Vadei Heter? Man of Shach. Either he's going to live, and then you're cool, it's a viable child, you're doing Baris Mila, or he's not viable, Lo Aleinu, and it's Mechatech B'Basar Balmu, it's not an Isser on Shabbos. So that's the Chiluk between our case and the case of Tumas Kolevim. Tumas Kolevim, you need that he be a Kolev Vadei, and by the he's not in the case of the father. That's why you need a special pasuk. Whereas here, you don't need it to be an orla vada, you need a heter vada, and therefore the mamanushach is totally cool. So with this, we can go back and answer a kasha we asked in the previous shir. That the achroinim ask that according to the Shita Mekubetzes, that Mila has an Isser of Goizes, there's no Maman of Shach anymore. Why? Because the Maman of Shach is that if it's alive and it's viable, you're fine. And if it's dead, it's Mechatech B'Basar Ba'alma. But we said that if it's a Nefel, we proved in the first shir that there's still going to be an Isser of Goizes. So you're still stuck with the Goizes problem. So how are we going to deal with that? So Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping God should give us life. In the next year, we will, based on what we just established now, we're going to resolve that. So please stay tuned. This was TA, totally awesome. Thank you so much for listening. And believe now that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.